This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
I stand before you conscious of a couple of things. First of all, John Finch was a very good warm-up. He talked at quite a high level about the sorts of things that I'm going to talk about quite operationally. I stand before you as your barrier to lunch, and that's a bit of an issue. And I stand before you not having tested the IT, so we're all on a journey. And the journey is a quick trot through a subset of what we do. I was absolutely aching to talk about our buildings, what we're doing with shared services, what we're doing with co-location, what we're doing with reading strategies. But today we're talking about some partnership working and particular forms of governance, of which there may be some interesting lessons for you. So, partnerships for health and well-being. It works. About 10 minutes, we put together a slide which contains some of the services that we have partnerships with. I think we could say partnerships as opposed to working with, because there is a difference, of course. And so, to a degree, this slide is just to reassure me that we have lots of them and we have lots of partners. But the fact that we work with health and well-being is not an accident. 2006, we joined Adult and Community Services Directorate, Adult Social Care. And for those of you who've gone into such situations, it's a bit scary. They are a very strange beast. In 2006, we have been developing a series of partnerships, a series of working relationships within the County Council and external to the County Council. And you can see the timeline continues. I'm not going to go through this slide just saying why partnerships, because you all know about partnerships. You all know why it's important. But for us, they provide a critical mass. They provide a critical mass of service delivery, which means that we can all achieve more than we can achieve alone. And it's a message that we just have to hang on to every now and again when some of them go wrong. It is worth the journey. Now, as John was saying, you can have partnerships for library purposes that come from a library background. And I can already see the shutters coming down. Bookstart, but we all do Bookstart. Bookstart, wonderful program of activities for young children and their carers and their families. What we've been able to do is to link that from the experience of coming in and having songs or stories for children, to giving away books, to linking the opportunity for parents and carers coming into our libraries to access health workers, to access midwives, to access health support around childcare. So you can stand in one of our libraries on a Friday morning in which the parents sweep into Bookstart activities, they sweep upstairs, they have their activity, they sweep down, and some of them go off into the coffee shop, and some of them go off to see the health worker. It's all very informal. Nobody's watching what's going on. It's a bit of choice. It's a bit of support that's there. There's top time in terms of generations is the reverse. Top time is about reaching older people. But reaching older people, well, Suffolk actually has got an older population, so that wouldn't be a surprise. It's reaching older people for a very specific purpose. They are very welcome in the library. We want them in the library, but we're running the activities to keep those people active in the community, to keep them socially aware, to give them activities in the community that keeps them in the community. And this is starting to link back into our social care heritage. And Feeling Well is our latest initiative, which is what actually it was. It started as a genesis. It started as a response to NI9 and LAA2 and all of the things about getting people into libraries and how important this was. And however relevant or irrelevant that feels now, Feeling Well is about developing partnerships. It's about having a county-wide programme of activities focusing on health and well-being and having a bit of fun, but linking it on a very local basis so that local managers have the opportunity and the reason to go and talk to managers of museums and health services, managers of leisure centres, and anybody else that we can think of working with to develop local partnerships. And that will be one of the legacies, that there are things starting to happen at a local level. And the outcomes of all of that? Libraries are fun places. Libraries are social spaces. Libraries are spaces that are animated and attractive to people to go into. And actually, they aren't confined by the boxes of the walls. So, libraries do partnerships. There's a surprise. But as Tony was saying, we have a commissioning structure. And the commissioning, for those people who are not exposed to such joys, commissioning is about identifying need. It starts from the basis that there is a need for this service. Not that it's a good idea, not that it, I think I'll do that today, but there is an identified need. And that resource follows that. There is money. Well, there was. And the outcomes are prioritised. That actually, not doing this because it's a good idea, because you quite fancy the idea. You're doing this to deliver a specific thing, a specific outcome. And what it's allowed us to do is to become integrated into the social care world. And that's been important for us. And it's allowed us to develop a range of new partnerships and new opportunities. It's a model that is quite challenging, actually, because it changes the relationships. It changes the reasons why you do things. And it raises, actually, a number of risks and a number of opportunities. We don't have to accept a commission. We could say, that's very interesting, but somebody else can do it. That's an interesting thing, actually. I'm not going to do that. You can't make me. Or alternatively, yes, we will do that, and we will accept the challenge, and we will accept the risk. And the risk is, of course, that a commission can come, and it can go. So what seems like a good idea, and what become emotionally attached to, actually, can move on. And one of the things that we are terrible at is stopping doing things. So, what's commissioned? We have three specifically commissioned services. Suffolk InfoLink, Information on Prescription, and our Mental Health and Wellbeing Service. Suffolk InfoLink, in a different planet, in a different world, would be a community information database. Well, what's different about that? The difference about it is why it exists and why it is being invested in. And it exists and it's being invested in because social care needs a mechanism for referring people who do not qualify for high-level social care to somewhere else. We don't want to say to people, actually, you don't qualify, so go away. We need to be able to say, there are these alternatives. And Suffolk InfoLink is part of the structure that allows us to say, there is an alternative to the formal social care service. That's quite a big change. Information and prescription, actually, is what it says on the tin. It's quite straightforward, at least in essence. And in essence, you can get a prescription for drugs from your drugs because you're ill from your doctor. Information and prescription is the opportunity to get information about your condition. Actually, from all sorts of different places, which has required Sue Nicholson, who's sitting there looking at me quizzically, to go into all sorts of places that we would not normally expect to do, into GP surgeries and say, actually, we can add value to your service, to the ambulance service, to chemists, pharmacists, saying, we can add value to your service. That's been interesting. And the Mental Health and Wellbeing Information Service, it's a very sexy title, it just rolls off the tongue, but you have to rehearse it, is our latest initiative. That was a service that was developed and delivered on a very local basis in Suffolk, in one of the market towns. And the aim was to spread it across the county. And it came to libraries, because it was originally delivered through one of the third sector services. It came to libraries because the customers of the service thought libraries were an appropriate place to put it. And it is about providing information about mental health and well-being to people who have conditions, to their families, to their carers, that supports those people in the community. And that's challenging. You spend your life thinking, I don't want people coming into a building, and actually, well, what we're doing is saying, come in, everybody is welcome. And they are all about information. They are all about personalization, which is social care, right? And none of them are measured on the number of books that we stamp. So how do we know what we're doing with them? Well, we do collect statistics. We know how many information prescriptions are issued. We know how many people come in asking about mental health conditions. We collect statistics. But the really interesting things that we collect are case studies, simple case studies. So, Mrs. A is an elderly lady who had a fall. She actually broke her hip. She was given an information prescription, and her daughter helped her get it filled, I think, in the library. It doesn't have to be filled in the library. It can be done online and done in other places. She was given information about diet. She was given information about meal services. She was given information about exercise that will keep her mobile. She was given information about befriending services. She was given information about grants and support that would help her adapt her home to deal with her infirmity. None of those are library outcomes. But the important things about them was that that lady was kept active in the community, able to live in her home. And frankly, at its most basic, that is cheaper than her going into a social care setting. And not only is it cheaper, it's actually probably better for her. That's part of our outcome. Now, the collecting of little case studies like that feels very comfortable. It's a very nice story to be able to tell. I get a warm glow from being able to say that my service contributed to that. It's actually quite a challenge for members of staff, library staff who have built their careers not intruding on people's private lives, to collect and record that sort of thing. And it is quite an important change. So, the impact on us, it's been great for the staff, to be perfectly honest. Professionally and personally. Professionally, actually, there's a new focus on us as a service, providing a key service. We're not just a warm and fluffy thing that sits on the side of social care, we're integrated into it. And actually, members of staff are now becoming advocates in the very best way, because they're starting to believe in the service. And actually, some of them, we're now finding, actually have mental health conditions, which they are just feel able to advocate for the service for. We are now embedded in part of the County Council's major priorities around how do you deal with older people in the community, how do you reduce cost, how do you actually make things better but cheaper. And that feels to me at the moment to be a very, very good place to be. It is about the prevention, it's about a diversionary agenda. But it only happens because of the characteristics of a library. We are open, we are friendly, we are safe. The people coming in to use the service know the person behind the desk. There is a level of trust and intimacy there which doesn't happen in other services. And we are trusted. But the effect on the service has been actually we do more and we do it better. Now, the three services that are commissioned actually stand alone. There is no reason why those three services should be commissioned together, whether the commissions should come to us. But the fact that they do all come to us means that we get a lot of benefits from that, and we can add value to that. And it adds value to the rest of the service in quite a big way. So, partnerships with health and care, gosh, what a good idea, they work. The really important ones for us are the commissioned ones, for the reasons I've been saying. There is a mutual self-interest between ourselves now and social care, but it plays to our strengths, it plays to core values that we have. The fact that we're a non-clinical setting is a big advantage in terms of health and working with people, because it's informal, we're trusted, and there isn't an appointment system. Frankly, you can walk into us on a Sunday and get your information on prescription filled. You try that with your doctor's surgery. We are linked to key priorities, and we can demonstrate in hard pounds and shillings, It's old-fashioned money. Pounds and pence, we can demonstrate savings. It's all about helping people make informed choices, which I thought, actually, all right, is that what libraries are about? In our context, in this case, we are. So that's who I am. You're welcome to ask me questions. The likelihood is I will refer you to some of the people who are sitting down there, to Stephen and Sue. But thank you for your time. Thank you very much.